Hi, it's Pastor Brad, and today is Good Friday, and I want to wish you a good Friday, and certainly a wonderful Easter weekend as we head into that. I want to talk about reading for a moment, and perhaps during this COVID-19 season, some of you are having a little more time on your hands, and you're able to read some books. And every once in a while, when I'm reading, I'll read a novel or a thriller, and I love it. I love seeing things and trying to figure out what's going to happen. Sometimes on the back cover, you know how a book says some, the reviews are in lots of twists, unexpected twists you don't see coming. And I love to read that kind of book and try to figure it out. And then you realize, oh, I was off. And when the twist comes, it's just mesmerizing. And I just love to read that kind of book or even watch that kind of movie. There's just something so exciting about the twist that you just didn't see coming. And if you go back and you read it again or you watch the movie again, isn't it fascinating that as you go back, you're like, there were clues all along. How did I miss it? And the reason I think it's kind of relevant to us today is the whole story of Jesus going to the cross. Dying for our sins, being resurrected. It was all foretold. And yet it just seemed to get missed by everyone, including his family, including the disciples. And on Good Friday, we meet a twist. There's a drastic twist in the whole story that happens, and it's major. If you think about Good Friday, so on Maundy Thursday, the night before, late the night before Jesus gets arrested. And so Friday early morning, kind of these series, couple trials and before the Sanhedrin, before the Roman governor, and it's so bleak. From Sunday, which was Palm Sunday, it just all went downhill from there and pretty quickly. For Jesus. And now on Good Friday, the story of Jesus, he gets tortured, he gets hung on the cross, and let's just be honest, there is no coming back from the cross. It's the form of execution the Romans have perfected to inflict pain and the certainty of death. There's no coming back. Like his fate is sealed. As Jesus says his last words, "It is finished." And sure enough, it felt finished. But we know there's a twist because what was finished was something totally different. It was the work, the atoning work of Christ that he did for us. His story was by no means finished. That's the twist. There's a twist coming, and it's on Easter Sunday with the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. There's an old classic sermon, kind of a famous sermon. I say that, I don't even know who preached it. I should look that up. But this man was preaching, and he would make these statements, and he'd on Good Friday, and he'd say, "It's Friday, but Sunday is a coming." And he would, that would be his refrain he would keep coming back to. And what a great reminder. It is Friday. Friday ends with death. But we know because we've seen the script, we've read this many times before, Sunday is a coming. So to set yourself up to look for the twist, I want to encourage you in just a moment. I'm going to have you pause this video. I'd like you to read. And if you're, especially if you're in a setting with more than one person, I want you to, you can take turns, but read it out loud. But you go to John chapter 19, and it's the entirety of the chapters 1 through 42. And I want to encourage you during this time to read it, to read it slowly and let it soak in and then come back. So go ahead and pause right now. All right. I'm going to assume you all paused and here we are still going. So isn't it something? When you've seen the movie before, and that part still comes that's a twist. even though we know it's coming, our reactions are still the same. We still gasp. Or depending on it, maybe we cry. Even though we've seen this movie before, we cry again. All right? There's something, even though we're prepared for it, it still hits our emotions. And my hope for you is I just want you to make sure that the reality of Jesus's death sits heavy on your heart today. I think that's so important for us. Jesus said it is finished. And there's this 3 day, right? There's a gap between now and Sunday morning. And if you think about that gap, it's the darkest moment in human history. For Jesus, his pain, at his death, his pain finally subsided. For the disciples at Jesus' death, their pain spiked like it never had before. Right? And it's not that we're gonna get invited into that depth of pain and reality. But I want us to consider the death of Jesus. When he died on the cross, it was to set us free completely. And you think about the disciples, they had so many questions, right? So many fears, like, well, what was my purpose now? I quit my day job to follow Jesus and he's dead. Was this all real? Was this all worth it? Is it really finished? You can just imagine the questions, the concerns they had, and the just the burden on their hearts. And I believe it's really important for us as well to carry a burden on our hearts today, to carry that and know that indeed Jesus has spoken. It is finished. It is finished. And Friday, Good Friday, like this, Friday ends with death. Fortunately, we know that Sunday is a coming.